It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's coming to us alive from New York City. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People on the free Odyssey app. People listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Sirius XM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. If you got a smart speaker at home, at work, if you got a smart speaker like we have in the office in New York, in the men's restroom, and talk to the computer and just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, in our office, you can do it while you take a leak. Anyway, I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to hour number one. Thank you to one of our guests for joining us in hour number one. Tony East joined us from WTHR.com and Forbes. He came by to share with us the news, and not the news, but a more in-depth perspective about what's taking place with the Indiana Pacers. They decided to trade for Pascal Siakam, and their world, I guess, has changed. Let's listen to the news of the trade that came down the pipe earlier today via CBS Sports HQ.
And some big breaking news in the NBA. The Indiana Pacers are acquiring Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors in a three-team trade with the Pelicans. In return, the Raptors receive Bruce Brown, Jordan Wora, and three first-round picks from Indiana, as well as Kira Lewis from the Pelicans. Now, Siakam, who is in the final year of his current deal, is a two-time All-Star, former NBA champ, who is averaging 22 points per game this season.
Yeah, good for the Indiana Pacers. Now they got somebody to run up and down the court with to play some defense. Boston, still the best team, I'd say, in the East. The Milwaukee Bucks still trying to figure it out, probably right there with the Boston Celtics. The Philadelphia 76ers, if Joel Embiid doesn't break a pinky nail or toenail, they're still one of the best. And then I think after that, you can go ahead and just kind of roll the dice. I mean, at this point, Cleveland is in the fourth spot, a five-game winning streak. Miami will always be competitive. The New York Knicks have made some moves. Orlando is here in Atlanta. They'll probably beat up on the Hawks. And so the Pacers are going to, they should be able to elevate themselves as a young, up-and-coming team to watch. Pascal Siakam bringing him some championship experience, being 30 years old or about to be 30 years old. Good move for the Indiana Pacers. And so, unfortunately, we got to address someone who's based in Indianapolis momentarily. I do want to remind you, especially if you're listening to the show for the first time or you are not familiar, every single Wednesday night, I bring to you a top six list. Not top five, not top 10, a top six list. Why? Because it's unique. Because it's something that I've been doing dating back to my days on YouTube, starting in 2009. Just want to do something different. And tonight, and an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a top six list as we take a look at the best coaching jobs available in the NFL. Some of these jobs, some of these vacancies, some of them are better than others. We're going to get into that. Gerard Mayo had his press conference today, his introductory press conference as a member, as the new head coach, I should say, not a member, the new head coach of the New England Patriots. So we'll listen to him. Jason Kelce says that he is not officially retiring. Alabama's getting picked apart in the transfer portal. The Bills are going to take on the Chiefs. Jim Harbaugh, I should say, got a new interview. We'll get into all of that. But unfortunately, as I'll say this again, Indiana was in the news for some bad reasons today. Does nothing to do with the player, nothing to do with the trade. This has to do with the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay. This man, a matter of fact, don't take my word for it. Listen to WTHR News. This is some news that we found out earlier today.
We begin with some breaking news. We've learned Colts owner Jim Irsay suffered an apparent overdose. Now, this happened last month, and earlier this month, if you recall, we reported that Irsay was being treated for a severe respiratory illness. Now, today, TMZ says he was found unresponsive at his Carmel home. TMZ is citing a Carmel police report that says Irsay was cold to the touch, gasping for air with a blue skin tone. Now, 13 News is still working to obtain those documents and the police report. And once we do learn more, we will, of course, keep you updated.
What? They found this guy in the bath. Did I make this up, Brian? Did I hear the bathroom floor?
The bathroom floor. Yes, sir.
Damn. And if you're not familiar with Jim Irsay, this is someone, I don't know, maybe there's a theme here. Help me. You'll understand what I'm saying in a minute. His dad owned the Baltimore Colts, okay? He took over the team in 1995. And so, yes, he has been the steward of this organization. We know it's gone from Baltimore to Indianapolis. He's been the steward. He's been the owner. He took over in 1995. It was only 2014, and wow, oh my God. Ryan, 2014 is 10 years ago?
Damn.
Anyway, in 2014, Jim Irsay, he was arrested for DUI, drug possession. He went to rehab. The NFL suspended him for 6 games and fined him $500,000. For proper perspective, let's remember David Tepper threw a drink on a fan a couple weeks ago and he got fined only $300,000. What a small amount, small change. Anyway, Jim Irsay almost died in his house. He could have died in 2014 driving under the influence. And then we've heard and he's talked about addiction. He has in the past. And with painkillers and feeling pain from being an athlete growing up. And I believe at one point in time, he was very into physical fitness and health and weightlifting and what have you. And so this is how he's decided to cope. And there is not a damn thing funny about addiction. This is terrible. We could have had the opposite. Jim Irsay passes away. And nobody wants to hear that. I remember Jim Irsay, you know, he said when he was arrested in 2014, it was just he was being picked on because he was a wealthy white billionaire. And it's just like, man, just leave well enough alone. You're digging yourself much, much deeper of a hole. And so there are concerns here about Jim Irsay and his ability to lead. This is the same Jim Irsay who was not shy at all and taking a massive dump on Dan Snyder, the former owner of the Washington Commanders. And if you know about Daniel Snyder, the NFL fined him millions upon millions and millions of dollars. And they basically said, hey, man, get the hell up on out of here. And Joshua Harris bought the team for $6 billion. And this man, Dan Snyder, who was suing old people who could no longer afford their tickets, who was treating cheerleaders like pieces of meat, this man got a golden parachute to leave with $6 billion. Jim Irsay was very vocal about getting him the hell up on out of there. Now, that's not to say someone, unfortunately, with what appears to be an addiction issue should have no say-so. But are other NFL owners going to look at Jim Irsay and say, hey, you got to go? I don't think that's going to be the case. I believe what will happen is, like in most cases, people who deal with addiction, there's going to be an intervention. The league is going to say when he's healthy enough, man, you got to get cleaned up. How can we help? Because it's a bad look. And it don't matter if you're the owner of an NFL team or you're the next door neighbor or this is somebody's son or uncle, brother, just to be like, hey, man, you got a problem. Goodbye. You know, typically you go through steps. Typically you want to help. Typically you go through a process to help said individual. You just don't kick them to the curb. And I know Jim Irsay has had his issues. I told you about the arrest in 2014. It's 2024 right now. I think given the time and the space, you can't just strip him of the franchise. You can't just get rid of him. You got to give Jim Irsay a chance and an opportunity to turn his life around, to be alive, to be healthy enough to run this team. And he's not the only owner today to pop up in the news with terrible details from the past. Another owner in the professional sports world, also named Jim. He doesn't own the Indianapolis Colts like Jim Irsay. This next dude, he owns the New York Knicks. He owns the New York Rangers. He owns Madison Square Garden. He owns the Rockettes and Radio. I can go on. He owns the Spear in Las Vegas. You want to know how he got the team? Oh, yeah. His dad basically said, hey, it's yours, too. It's Jim Dolan. I know he did not like these news or this news. This is courtesy of Eyewitness News New York.
He is one of the most powerful men in New York sports and entertainment. But tonight, James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks and head of Madison Square Garden, is accused of sexual assault. Ryan Field is in the newsroom with details. Ryan?
That's right, Sandra. A woman filed a lawsuit in federal court that not only accused James Dolan of sexual assault, but also disgraced media mogul Harvey Weinstein. The woman, Kelly Croft, says 10 years ago she was a massage therapist hired by the classic rock band The Eagles. She met Dolan, who moonlights as a blues musician, when his band was opening for The Eagles. She claims she was pressured into having sex with Dolan back in 2014. Croft also claims Dolan set her up with Weinstein, who also sexually assaulted her.
Oh, man. Ugh. This is not the news that you want if you are James Dolan, Jim. This is not the news you want if you're the NBA. This is not the news you want if you are Adam Silver. Adam Silver has pretty much already responded to this. He's like, listen, we just got to let all the legal issues play out before we as a league do anything. Ouch. If you got to think about anybody who might be and by the way, Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein is not a name that you want to be associated with right now. If anybody is in more danger to potentially lose their franchise, it's actually, I think, Jim Dolan over Jim Irsay. Now, Jim Dolan, Jim Dolan, whatever the hell you want to call him, I call him just a sad man with rabbit ears. This dude hears everything. This man has kicked fans out of Madison Square Garden for chanting, sell the team. Like, how sensitive? You got billions and billions and billions of dollars. And you worried about somebody who can just get into the arena and maybe pop up once a year? Jim Dolan walked Charles Oakley out of Madison Square Garden because of their own petty beefs and issues. Then he put out a press release saying that he hopes that Charles Oakley takes care of his issues. Like, you got to kick the dude out and then put out a press release? Oh, yeah, in front of some dude that you probably wanted to keep at the time, Kristaps Porzingis. This man has threatened to remove alcohol from Madison Square Garden as a threat to the city council and its liquor authority. He's the worst. He had a fan banned from the arena for yelling at him with an earshot, sell the team. They are lawyers in gigantic law firms who are banned from going to any of his properties just because their parent property is involved in litigation. And how does he know? Facial recognition software. You would think Jim Dolan is the feds. Looking for everything, looking for any reason just to complain. You want to know what would make my day? Not that he'd be found guilty. I mean, that'd be terrible. I'm not wishing that on anybody. But it would be beautiful if out of all of his transgressions and issues, that he were given the boot? That the NBA at some point looked at him and said, oh man, you were involved in this. And yeah, there may not be issues as of right now of criminality. No, you might not have been found guilty, but a civil issue, maybe he can get pushed out. Maybe he could throw his arms up in the air and give us a Draymond Green. I can't take this anymore. I'm going to leave. Someone who's been a bully. And look, I'll tell you this. I got plenty of players who've played for the Knicks. They tell me, you know, how great and accommodating he is. Sure. From a player's perspective, yes. No stone unturned, beautiful facilities. But when it comes to dealing with the public, out of touch, out of reality. The perfect example of just a spoiled little rich kid. And so here we are in 2024, on basically the same day, we got two spoiled little rich kids. And I know Jim Irsay will tell you he wasn't a spoiled little rich kid, but his daddy gave him a football team. Come on. We got two spoiled little rich kids. Unfortunately, their public issues are playing, or private issues are paying in the public. Jim Irsay almost died on his bathroom floor due to an overdose. Jim Dolan being accused of sexual assault. And yeah, accusations can run wild. They are accusations until they are just not proven to be accusations. But I'll tell you this, in the case of Jim Dolan, there's a lot of facts that have taken place that show that he is a crap human being. And if somebody got to go out of one of these two, could it be Jim Dolan? Please? Ryan, when you hear these stories, man, especially as it relates to Dolan, man, you're in New York. What do you think? Do you think there's some potential grounds if some of this is found to be true in a court of law, in a civil court? Do you think, like, we can get him the hell up on out of there?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if you're Adam Silver and you have an owner that is convicted of sexual assault, I mean, number one, he'll probably be in jail. You can't have that guy coming out of jail running the team, or having his family while he's in jail running the team. Adam Silver has an easy job in the sense that if the courts find him guilty, then the decision's made for you. You've kind of like Donald Sterling, you're forced to sell the team, if you will. I'm with you. If this is found guilty in a court of law, no chance Jim Dolan is owning the Knicks for much longer.
Yeah, and he's so defiant as well. We know the NBA, pretty much one of the first things that Adam Silver ever had to do when he took the job is he had to tell everybody, Donald Sterling, we ain't tolerating his racism, his remarks. He got to go. And that was one of the first big issues that Adam Silver had to deal with. On here, the back end, Dolan, we don't know. He got enough money. He got enough lawyers. Is he going to just make this go away? Is there going to be a settlement? Is a settlement going to make this go? I have no idea. I can tell you this much. Maybe. And, you know, the New York Knicks are finally in a good position, somewhere they haven't been in a long time. But I think in the long run, the New York Knicks will be better off, I think, with a guy named, not named, Dolan running the team. And yeah, you never know what you got till it's gone. The next owner could be even worse. Damn it, with this dude, Dolan, I would take my chances. I really would. Terrible news today if your name is Jim. Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts. We found out he almost died on his bathroom floor last month. And then Jim Dolan, owner of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers and the Spear in Vegas and Madison Square Garden. This dude, this Jim, is now facing allegations of a sexual assault. Bad day for Jims. If your name is Jim, I hope you're doing better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts? You know, is this grounds for giving Jim Irsay the boot? You know, a potential drug overdose. Is this grounds for giving Jim Dolan the boot? Allegations of sexual assault. Yes, only allegations for now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about another Jim. I think he's having a good day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS is the number. I told you before the break, a bad day for anybody named Jim. Specifically, two individuals named Jim. It's Jim Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, being accused of sexual assault. And then there's Jim Irsay. We found out last year he was hospitalized with an upper respiratory issue. TMZ found out the details because that's what TMZ does. They probably know your blood type and where you live. TMZ found out that Jim Irsay overdosed and almost died on his, what I will assume, not that it matters, an expensive bathroom floor. Not a good day for individuals named Jim. Jim Irsay, lucky to be alive. And let's see how he bounces back and recovers. He is certainly always vocal in matters dealing with the NFL because he owns an NFL team with the Colts. And then Jim Dolan, also very vocal all the damn time about everything, typically whining and complaining. A little bit different to be accused of sexual assault. And maybe this is something that will get him removed as owner of the New York Knicks, especially. I don't know if he's going to settle or be found guilty, but we know when it comes to matters of the court, they can take some time. And so I'm sure he will be twisting in the wind. We got a response from his lawyer, of course. Jim Dolan didn't do anything. He'll be found innocent and what have you. Let's see what happens after the fact. Don't matter what happens. Jim Dolan is going to open up his mouth and he's going to complain after the fact. It's just what he does. Hopefully he is innocent. Hopefully this is not the case. You know, I would never root or hope or root for anybody to be assaulted, regardless of what the results are. So two Jims dealing with major issues. There is a Jim who's having a good day because he got options. I guess people love him. And maybe if even if they don't love him, he's wanted. He's desired. No legal troubles that I know of. It's Jim Harbaugh. This Jim is having a damn good day. Because if you're Jim Harbaugh, you can run around and you can win a national championship last week. Time flies. That was last Monday that Michigan went out there and beat Washington. And today, this week, on Monday, Jim Harbaugh is interviewing with the Chargers. Last night, at some point yesterday, Jim Harbaugh is interviewing with the Atlanta Falcons, I assume, possibly, probably here in Georgia. Just living the life. No shock here. But why couldn't he just be forthright? What, was he losing something by telling people, I'm just going to explore all possibilities? That seems a little bit more honest than just going, well, geez, guys, can I just enjoy the championship? Geez, guys, can I just think about now? Yeah, you can say all of that, but for months and months, just don't shovel people crap. Hiring agents and switching agents. Come on, man, the writing's on the wall. Taking interviews with NFL teams over the past few years? Come on. It's always the worst when the athletes or the coaches just talk to the general public like they're stupid. I can look at what you've done. I can look at your track record and figure it out. It's like a zebra staring at me and saying, I'm not a zebra, I'm a horse. Hey, Ryan, they're cousins, though, right? They got to be cousins.
And then you got the other one that's like a half. Have you seen that in the Zoom? Where it's like the back half's a zebra and the front half is like almost like a moose, if you will. That's got to be in the family.
Mother Nature was confused that day, right?
I guess so. Or some cross-pollination happens. Yeah.
Yeah, 10 points if you can tell me what that animal is.
Right now, I cannot.
I don't either. I know what you're talking about. Is it zebra in the front or is it horse in the back?
I think it's zebra in the back. I thought the hind legs were the zebra.
Then the front is just like brown, right?
Yes.
You never thought we'd be having this conversation. You never did.
It is a okapi. There it is.
An okapi?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is like moose-ish deer horse in the front and the back hind legs and a little bit on the front legs too. Zebra. There you go. Okapi.
So on the back, it got an ass. It's got a zebra's ass in the back.
Zebra's ass. Yes, sir. You would think it's a zebra from the back.
They got one of those things at the Bronx Zoo.
I think every zoo. I think you have to have one.
Every zoo?
I'm seeing right now, this picture's from the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, my God. So, maybe we got one on the East Coast and one on the West. It's possible. Hey, Rich Ackerman, you've seen this animal before, right?
I have not.
Get out of here. You've never been to a zoo?
Last time I was at a zoo, 1976, maybe?
We've had animals go extinct by then, man. Come on.
I got to get back there.
You've never seen the half zebra, half horse?
No.
You got to check this out when you finish the news, okay? You have, it's a must. I'm going to ask you about it next break.
Okay, I'll study up on it.
You do. This thing is amazing. Anyway, talked about Jim Harbaugh. Hey, Ryan, help me out here. Why are we talking about this half horse, half zebra?
That's a great question. I forgot how we got off that tangent.
Yeah, we were talking about
Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh.
You were talking about Jim Harbaugh. Said he's the Jim that is actually in the news for a good reason today. He should be happy. And I started talking about a zebra or a horse ass. I don't know. Anyway, his brother John feels good about him. His brother John believes that Jim is best positioned to help build up either the Atlanta Falcons or the Chargers or any team that works with Jim.
He's a high character, high energy believer. You know, he's a true believer in the things that go into building a team. He's one of the best team builders. He may be the best team builder in football right now. Nobody builds a team better. I mean, he knows how to put it together top to bottom. He knows how to include people. He knows how to make them a part of it. He knows how to empower people. He's a great football coach. He believes in football. You know, he believes in playing football the right way, the fundamental way. And you've seen it, Adam, with every team he's ever coached. You know, he was that kind of a player. Then he goes to San Diego, and he's that kind of a coach. Then he goes to Stanford. Then he goes to San Francisco. Now Michigan. You know, that's proof right there.
I think I know why. Maybe we referenced the horse thing because Jim Harbaugh's an ass? I don't know. I'll figure it out. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a top six list of the best coaching jobs available right now in the NFL. But when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to take a look at one divisional round matchup in particular, because I feel like we get it every damn year. And some of the players spoke today. We're going to talk about the Bills and Chiefs on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, this song has been sampled a million trillion times. I love the message. Ice Cube came and did it. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Some profanities in there. Coi Leray sampling it too. Because girls, what did she say? Girls is players too. It's a classic beat, classic beat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not going to say anything going on around here. It's classic. I'm just modern and having fun, contemporary, enjoying myself a whole lot. At the top of the hour, I'm really going to enjoy myself. I'm going to give you a top six list of the best coaching jobs currently available in the NFL. I had to share with you some terrible news to pretty much open up this hour. We took a look at both Jim Irsay, owner of the Indianapolis Colts, and Jim Dolan, owner of the New York Knicks and Rangers, as they are currently dealing with their own issues. It's been reported that Jim Irsay suffered an overdose at his home last month. And Jim Dolan is unfortunately now being accused of sexual assault. And so we will see how these issues play out. We told you that Jim Harbaugh, he's in a good space, interviewing with the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. And his brother John, a big proponent, saying that he is a team builder, and where he goes, things work out. Yes, they work out. They also occur with a headache. It's just a matter of how much you're willing to deal with. Let's see what Jim Harbaugh can do if he ends up back on an NFL team next year. But we still are in the midst of this current NFL season. We're moving towards the divisional round. We saw a lot of the wild card teams get the boot over the weekend, and now it's time to advance. Some good old matchups. The surprising Houston Texans are going to be taking on the number one seed Baltimore Ravens. That is Saturday at 4:30. Following that game, we go out to San Francisco to see what Jordan Love can do with those or against those 49ers. Sunday, Baker Mayfield, we talked about Baker last night. Baker Mayfield and those Buccaneers are going to be up in Detroit to take on the Lions. And then on Sunday, to close up shop at 6:30 p.m., the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take on the Buffalo Bills. Again, this is their third meeting in 4 years. We know the Buffalo Bills just got rid of the Steelers on Monday night. Game should have been Sunday if it wasn't for the snow. We know Kansas City, they smoked Miami on that Saturday night Freezer Bowl. Final score there was 26-7. And so they got to stare each other in the face again. Maybe it'll take another overtime game. And maybe if it is another overtime game, well, at least we know this time, both teams will get an opportunity to see the ball, right? We know that's what took place. Overtime, game 42-36, the Chiefs beat the Bills. Buffalo didn't even get a chance back in a game that went back and forth and back and forth in regulation. In 2021, the year before then, Kansas City beat Buffalo 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. And so here you have the Kansas City Chiefs. They got their number in the postseason, right? Patrick Mahomes is typically playing at home in the postseason. Around the Buffalo Bills started like crap this year, 6-6. Kansas City Chiefs not able here to grab the first seed that belonged to the Ravens. And so for the first time in his career, Patrick Mahomes is going to play in his first career road playoff game. And Patrick Mahomes, he was asked about the unique circumstances, and this is what he had to say.
Kind of just is what it is. Obviously, I've been lucky enough to play a lot of games at home at Arrowhead Stadium. Kind of just everything's fell that way. But now we get the great opportunity to go on the road, play in a hostile environment, one that I haven't been able to play with fans in the stands. And even though I know it's going to be hostile and there's going to be people talking trash and everything like that, I'm excited for it because, I mean, it's one of the best environments in football, and you want to do that when you grow up watching these games, is play in the best environments and see what it's like.
Yeah, why not? A little adversity, a little change would be different. Or will you see all these damn games up at Arrowhead and he's just winning. That's what Patrick Mahomes does. He just wins. He shows up in them big old shades. I guess they're Oakley. Probably not. I don't know. I'll Google it. And he just shows up and he wins. And he's a fun dude to watch. Kansas City Chiefs on the road. And by the way, the weather on Sunday night, we heard about all the snow that delayed the game this past Sunday. They had to play the game on Monday afternoon. The weather is not supposed to be all that much better come Sunday night. We're looking at another game in the 20s, lows in the teens, Kansas City versus Buffalo. Everybody going out there to play, they earning their cash. Josh Allen said, oh, hell yeah, I'm excited to face the Chiefs again.
You know, they've been at the top of the mountain, and they know what it takes to get there. And, you know, we've yet to do that, and again, as a competitor, as a player, to be in a situation like this is something that you dream about. You know, you really do. And I know guys on this team have been waiting for this moment for a long time. And you know, to think about how far we've come, you know, even from 7-8 weeks ago to where we are now, to have an opportunity to host a game against, you know, they've won two championships in the last couple of years. You know, you can't help but be excited for that.
This is wild, man. Yeah, they're excited. Take advantage of being at home. The Kansas City Chiefs are 6-2 on the road this season, but this is going to be different. It's the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes, every one of his playoff games have taken place at Arrowhead or a neutral site because it's the Super Bowl. That is 15 games, and this shows you the dominance. I forget 8 straight AFC, you know, West champion. Throw all that crap out the window. The man has yet to play a road game. It's not because it's one game or two that he's played at home. 15 games at home or at the Super Bowl. That's nutty. Now, how about this? Even before we get to the game, I told you about the weather. It's going to be cold on Sunday night. But there's already a lake effect snow warning in place for western New York. Buffalo could receive 1 to 3 feet of snow, while additional storming could run the total over 4 feet. This warning is in place until Thursday at 7 p.m. Buffalo could receive snowfall through Saturday. Come on. Let's stop it. People are worried about the teams and the players and the coaches showing up for meetings throughout the week. Come on. You ain't ready to play? Like, what you not showing up for? Treatment? What you got to do in person that you can't do over Zoom? Like, we worried about snow, I don't know, 2 days before the game, 3 days before the game, the day before the game? Y'all playing Buffalo. This is what it is. Get over it. Speaking of that away record, 6-2 on the road this season, Patrick Mahomes was asked about that too. And this is what he had to say about why they actually been good on the road.
I think it's just Coach Reed, he preaches communication, and you have to have nonverbal communication whenever you're playing on the road. And we try to do a good job of that, of just being able to be on the same page, being able to execute at a high level, and then not letting anything be too positive or too negative, just kind of staying even keel and going about your business the right way. I think that's important on the road, because it seems like one bad play is even magnified more and a big play is magnified more. And so just staying with the process is something that Coach Reed preaches, and we do a great job of it.
Yada, 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 yada. Hey, Ryan, I got a simple solution as to why they're so good on the road. You ready for it?
Let's hear it.
It's because they got Patrick Mahomes on the team.
Sounds like a good reason to me. Having a great quarterback on the road seems like, you know, I don't know why more teams don't do that.
Yeah, well, a lot of teams wish they had one, don't they?
I mean, yeah.
Hey, why are you so good on the road? Well, it's because it's me. Because I'm the one throwing the ball. Because I'm the one doing the pre-snap reads. Because I'm the one who's making the decisions. Me. You know, I wouldn't. Not that I expect anybody to be an ass and say that. But it would be hilarious if somebody did do that. You know, we got a lot of arrogant professional athletes in the world who think very highly of themselves. You know, even. Yes, even that one. Even somebody like Aaron Rodgers, I couldn't imagine him saying something like that. It would tear apart, I guess, the dynamics of a locker room. To give you a real answer, hey, why are you guys winning? Me. It's me. I guess Terrell Owens, and shout outs to T.O. T.O. has joined us here on the show. At the appropriate time, we'll get T.O. back. I guess T.O. would have to be the most authentic, outspoken athlete, I believe, someone that might have said something like that. And you think I'm in the right line there, Ryan? He's the first person to come to mind, to be that brutally honest.
Him, Antonio Brown, probably.
That's a little bit more leaning towards needing mental help.
Well, fair. You're probably right then with T.O. in terms of that realm, which, I mean, he's definitely not shy about having a flair for the dramatic.
No. Yeah, I think he's one of the few athletes you go, hey, man, why did the team win today? And what was the – me. Anybody who tells everybody, get your popcorn ready, celebrates with the popcorn. It's just the sit-ups in the driveway. Yeah, that's T.O. That's Terrell Owens. Quite confident. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes, be that confident. Let's see what happens. We got plenty of time between now and Friday to go ahead and give you a real preview, give you a prediction. We'll wait until Friday to do that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, this is the final preview on what I'm about to share with you. Because at the top of the hour, minutes from now, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the best head coaching jobs available in the NFL right now. And guess what? There's seven openings. There's a job that even I wouldn't take. Maybe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's the best coaching job available? A new top six list coming your way on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.